We used to hear the term post-racial a lot. Before that, it was colorblind. There are ways of ignoring differences and ignoring the reality of race. NPR's Hannah Rosen of the podcast Invisibilia reports on lessons learned from a program that confronted the racial gulf head-on.
The year was 1973 at the University of North Florida in Jacksonville. The new class on offer, Human Conflict, Black and White. It was taught by a man named Peter Kranz and inspired by the book Black Rage, written by two black psychiatrists, William Greer and Price Cobbs. The idea was that black people were enraged by all of it, racism, slavery, and the rage was suppressed and eating them away. And the first step to purging, the students were taught, was telling some basic truths.
You've been oppressed for so long, and then all of a sudden, someone gives you the opportunity to say what you feel. Oh, yeah, it was liberating.
Philip Mobley was 19 when he took the class. He'd grown up in Jacksonville, which in the 70s was still new to school busing, new to desegregating jails, with violent race riots in its recent history. As a kid, Philip's father had kept him sheltered mostly on the black side of town. But every once in a while, while out on errands, they would encounter a white person. Like this one day, when they went to a white butcher who got upset because they were late and she had somewhere else to be.
She talked to him like he was a child. She just yelled at him as a child. And he just said, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And when he got back in the car, I was just like, wait, why would you let this lady talk to you this way? And to him, his response was, I have to take care of my family.
So when Philip walked into the class, he'd absorbed the idea that speaking honestly to white people just wasn't an option.
What kind of person were you?
Very polite. I was kind of a nerd.
But there was no room for polite in this class. Week one, confess your deepest thoughts on race. Week two, read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Discuss. Confess again. Week three, entertain a visit from a local Black Panther. Pour your heart out in your journal. Week four, visit a historically black university. One of the more radical requirements was that each person in the class, five black people and five white people, had to stay in the house of a person of the other race for a week. Philip was so freaked out that he made sure he had a friend nearby as a lifeline.
I remember telling him, I said, when we get here, I need you to kind of ride around for about 30 minutes because I'm not comfortable going and staying with these white people.
But he did it. They all did it. They sat in the class week after week until all the feelings came out.
What was happening more is the white kids were feeling more emotional and embarrassed, and the black kids was being more assertive and free.
One of the white students in the class, Judy Benson, was 25 at the time. Had you ever been confronted by a black person before?
No.
You'd never been told the truth by a black person?
No.
What did it feel like on your body to be told the truth like that?
Shame is the biggest thing I can think of. Just mortified.
And Judy admits that there were basic truths that they did not know about each other.
It came up that white people thought black people smell. But guess what? Black people think whites smell like wet dog.
I was the one that said that I thought that white people, when they got wet, smell like dogs, because that's what I had heard.
They all got through the few weeks of Race 101, but the lasting takeaway?
I really didn't understand the value of the experience until many years later.
When he had a son who faced his own racist incidents at school, Philip was able to teach his son the value of confrontation, how not to get lost in the smallness of anger, but also how not to keep it in, because it can eat you from the inside.
We got to be able to address it, but at the same time, there has to be meaningful conversation behind it.
And that's the difference between what we think of as confrontation today, the fast, angry exchanges in the halls of Congress, or the threads on social media. The confrontation Philip and Judy learned was about the start of a process. You say the secret out loud to the person's face. You hear everyone in the room do that same thing. You sit and you listen. You walk away hurt or defensive, or maybe even still full of rage. But you just go back to class again the next week and work through it.
You know, by having to expose yourself and finding that you weren't going to drop through into an abyss, that makes you stronger.
Stronger for the next conversation or even the next confrontation.
That's NPR's Hannah Rosen. She co-hosts our Invisibilia podcast. Their new season tackles climate change, artificial intelligence, and racial divisions. And you can hear Invisibilia on NPR One or wherever you listen to your podcasts.